This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So Chris was going to ask you before we had to do our break, Cynthia, you are considering moving back to Arizona now?
We're considering a lot of places right now. My love is Arizona. I even though I lived in Pennsylvania and I grew up in the areas of Ohio and Cleveland and Ithaca, New York and all those areas, my nature and where I really grew up, and I didn't grow up till I was about, I would say, in my 30s, is Sedona, Arizona, and I would like to come back there eventually. The other areas, I'd like to work with some of the universities in Stanford and a couple places that are calling, because we want to start doing some breeding programs, because now we have the Canadian blood of the buffalo and the Plains buffalo pure, and they're pure buffalo. And so the university, we tried to do tribal stuff with them, but they fight over them and argue on who's going to get which one first and how they're going to do this. And, you know, there's a lot of jealousy and stuff. So I just thought, okay, the university is neutral. So we can do a native program there and veterinarian and all kinds of stuff. And so we're looking right now. We're in the process. In the spring, we're going to make an announcement of what we're going to be doing.
Yeah, I was going to ask. It's so rare to have these animals. I was wondering if any sort of efforts have been made to have genetic testing done on them to figure out
about
bloodlines.
Yeah, we're going to be doing that, and I do know a lot. I'm writing a history book called The Legend of the White Buffalo Herd, and it's basically from the time they were born and all their habits and what we're finding out, that these animals need a lot of fruit and vegetables and trace minerals and certain hays not good, certain climates. So I'm just going to be writing a history book, hopefully getting my PhD at Stanford on that, working on a lot of different things and how to sustain these animals. They can't handle the freezing cold like the brown ones can. They can handle 120 degrees. It's kind of, but my Canadian woods can handle a little bit hotter, but they don't like the freezing cold. And so we have to barn them, and we have to show new ways to protect these animals. I think that's one of the reasons they haven't been around, is because they're more delicate. I mean, I really personally think that the best climate for them is Hawaii, but because they love tropical fruit, and they're very personable. They're very sweet animals, the ones we have. They like people. They very connect. They're always stargazers, though. They're always watching the stars. When the sun goes down, and, of course, it's a beam of light, we're off generators, we're off the grid here, and they just watch the stars all night. Where my brown ones don't even pay attention to the stars. They're just eating, grazing, sleeping. But a few of my whites, I've noticed, really are stargazers. So hopefully we will connect to community and university that will help us get breeding programs out. I would love to give some of the reservations that have buffaloes, a white buffalo, to work with, but we have to educate them on this particular breed and right. How they, what their needs are,
yeah.
And protect them from poachers. We get so many poachers trying to kill these animals because they're worth more dead than alive. Kind of like Linda Tucker.
Now, yeah. It's been a continuing struggle to maintain the herd and stuff, and you do have a 503C nonprofit set up so that people that are interested in getting more information about the herd, about the history and the traditional history of these animals and their prophesized return, there is a way for you to help out, Charles and Cynthia, to help feed the animals and help with their care. So at the end of our program, we're going to have a chance for Cynthia to give out her information. So get a pen and be ready to help. We really need some help, maintaining these animals. And also, when the show gets posted, we'll have any links that Cynthia provides us will be clicked through to the various websites that Cynthia has about herself and the herd. Now, some other areas that we didn't really that we kind of went over too quickly. When you're talking about the white buffalo calf woman prophecy, there are a number of different white buffalo prophecies. That is the one that most people are at least have heard of that one, if they've heard of any. What are some of the other prophecies around the world about spirit animals and white animals and what their appearance means, and the fact that we do seem to be having more and more sightings of different kinds of animals that are showing up that don't appear to be albino but are this white, this beautiful white color? What are some of the other traditions?
Well, I do know that Hawaii has the story of the peacocks. The Mayan has the story of the black and white buffalo, which we also carry the black buffalo, too. We have Blackjack, if you remember him, Chris. He's a big black boy. He's a Canadian woods. They have a prophecy in Mexico down in the Mayans about when the white and black buffalo come together to their people, that world peace will begin. Most of all the white animals' prophecies have a story, like the white bear, the spirit bear that's in Canada and on our borders of the United States that are being chased out by fracking. Not to bring that up, but I did. They have a prophecy of the bear, and it means the time of change. And then they have the white dolphins in Peru, and it's about the times of change and the waters are going to change, and the white whales up in Alaska. I think there's one that is an albino, and you have to make sure when you're talking about white animals that these don't have the pink eyes and the pink nose and the blue eyes and all that. But there is a prophecy of the whales and the time of change of the whales. The whales will be leaving the planet in a new style of them is coming, I guess, or a new species of them. And that's happening. There is the otter, and the otter talks about the water. Again, a lot of these birds and animals of the prophecies are all about the water and about the air, and they talk about the change and that humanity has to change and the four-leggeds and the two-leggeds and if they need to exist. So many animals they talk about are going off the planet, but they're not talking about all the new ones that are coming in and changing. And I think human is going to change.
Yeah, Fukushima is mutating the genes, and so we're having these two-headed orcas being born and starfish losing their arms and, you know, Lord knows what else. What do you think about the Fukushima disaster and the fact that it has totally faded from public awareness and they are really, scientists are extremely alarmed right now at what appears to be the slow strangulation and death of the Pacific Ocean.
You know, the biggest shock was when Charles and I went up to go get our Pendleton blankets that we have made. We were looking out over Portland, which is a very beautiful sight. I had never been there. And all of a sudden, I see this Oriental statue on the beach. And I was like, where did that thing come from? And then they're like, oh, yeah, that just floated down here. I was having a hard time breathing, and Dr. Gabriel Cousins, of course, is telling you he has different remedies that will help you from all this radiation poisoning. But I think that this radiation is here. I think Mother Earth is giving us so many signs. People get cleaned up, and I think this is a sign. I mean, so many people in Portland and on the coastlines are all getting cancer from the water. And, I mean, cinnamon's gone off the market. They always say if you eat cinnamon, that helps you from the radiation and from the computer stuff, and that has been scientifically proven. And, of course, Dr. Gabriel Cousins is really helping with different radiation remedies because it's huge out here. There's all kinds of epidemics of radiation poisoning, but it doesn't seem to be talked about at all, and I'm really shocked. But I was in Bend between mountains, and then I came down to Portland, and I could hardly breathe.
I wanted to ask you about that, about conditions and poisoning and all that, and let's do that in our next segment. Okay?
Okay.
Cynthia Hart Button with Gene and Chris exploring prophecies, the prospects for the future. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Neighbors, I want to tell you about my favorite graphics app. It's the award-winning Graphic Converter. You know, Graphic Converter is the universal genius for photo editing on your Mac. Join over 1.5 million loyal users for this Swiss Army knife photo editing app. It gives you all you expect from a top-flight image editing app with tons of features, and most important, it's easy to use. It's also far less expensive than that other app that you can only get by subscription. You know the one I'm talking about. What's more, you can get 20% off with your order right now. So write this down to learn about Graphic Converter. Go to www.lemkesoft.de/gene. Let me spell that. www.lemkesoft.de/gene.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Oh, gross. And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Paid attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Now, when you talk about this radiation, are you referring primarily to air pollution or nuclear radiation or what?
Nuclear radiation, there's just so much radiation in the water. And, you know, if you look at the horizon at sunset or sunrise, you can see it in the air. I mean, it's really weird. You don't notice it unless you go away and then you come back and then you look at it. You can see it. You can see everything on the earth. If you want to see what's going on in the earth, always sunrise and sunset will show you over the horizons what's going on where you live. There's the severe cases of cancer everywhere, more so on the coastlines than ever before. So that's what I've noticed about it.
You know, it's interesting you mentioned cancer because supposedly now the government approved, the U.S. government approved a program to accelerate cancer research. I thought they were making progress.
To my knowledge, I do know they have a lot of remedies out there, the natural remedies. I do know that probably one of the reasons cannabis has been legalized more because CBDs help cancer dramatically. They're talking about the stem cells. They're talking about a lot of things. And this is a turning point for humanity because we have to change. So either we're going to be chemically induced or we're going to wake up and just change ourselves, you know, but there's definitely going to be body changes and physical changes dramatically because we're going to have to either go off the earth or learn how to breathe in a different way and breathe with more chemicals, and that's going to change your bodies. And the food products, you know, one of the things that I get really upset is the word beefalo, because when you crossbreeding animals can be a dangerous situation and people aren't even aware of it. I think as we go in these next 4 to 5 years, I really feel that America is going to wake up. I think we're going to bring our jobs back. I think we're going to start exploring more into what's going on. I only have hope. I have visions for this world to come into peace, and the peace has to start right here in the United States. And I think that that's going to happen with these newer generations coming up. And I think a lot of these chemical changes are going to make us change, having more cancer and the diabetes. I mean, that's crazy what's going on. I mean, Hopi land was almost, I call it Hopi land, Hopi, I remember when we brought Gabriel Cousins up there to help them with diabetes on the reservation. And they didn't even know how to grow their foods because they've been so used to fry breads and all the different stuff. We came in there and helped them start growing their crops back and helped them get out of the coal and get out of all these things and get back into natural stuff. And it's really working up there. I think that all these destructions are going to lead us to more and more cures. And I think, but this cancer thing is really a big epidemic here, more so than ever.
A lot of it boils down to education. And unfortunately, the way the educational system and structure of this country is going, the emphasis is put on memorizing answers for tests and not proactive, sort of useful life skills. You don't have shop anymore. You don't have power mechanics. You don't have, I think every school should teach kids how to plant and grow. You know, the emphasis is totally bass backwards. And it's really unfortunate that kids are not being taught about their political system. They're not being taught about just basic human nutrition. You're not seeing the kinds of emphasis on usable skills. I mean, not everybody needs to memorize dates and times and learn algebra and geometry. There's other things that are important that we need to be teaching our kids. When I was young and in school, in elementary school and then into junior and senior high school, I had those opportunities. I had art classes. I had typing classes. I had classes that were, even though I flunked typing.
You flunked typing? Tell me more.
I did. Only. I was a straight A student except for typing. The teacher and I didn't get along, so it was rough. I just bang on, I'm a three-finger typer to this day, but I can bang out, half-million-word books. So
with three fingers, I hear that. Now, I'm going to tell you the secret here of learning how to type. I didn't take typing class in school, but my mother was a clerk typist for a number of years, and so I said to her, how do I type? And she would show me, with a few examples, where to put my fingers. And I kind of figured it out myself. And then I got a book where I went through it, kind of a do-it-yourself class. Right now, probably I've lost all that knowledge, but that's how I did it.
I learned to type in school, and I wasn't allowed to go to school until I was in about sixth grade. Thank God the schools I went to in Ohio were more trade schools in their academic, and you took office management, or you took mechanics class, and you took cooking class, or whatever you did, and I took mechanics class and business class. And I learned to type. I got up to 118 words a minute. We had great teachers. They taught you very well. And when I walked into the schools with my grandkids, they don't teach anything. They don't even teach writing. And I feel that's what we're going to do. I mean, we are doing, because these summer programs we're doing, we're teaching the kids trades. We have a woodwork where they're carving the totem poles, and they're making items and getting woodwork skills. We teach beading and art. We teach music awareness. We don't teach them theory. We just teach them how to play and instruments, how to make their instruments. I think that what's going to happen to the world, because is you're going to find more and more trade schools. You're going to see the 1 through 5 going away, and you know, I really feel that all these schools are going to change so dramatic because they're computerized. You'll see that the basics are going to be taught in a different way, and you're going to see more and more schools, trade schools, and the universities are going to change. I just see education changing in a positive way, because it can't keep going on the way it was. Like you said, our kids don't know how to do anything, and that's where they lost the principles of life. We were taught, you know, in school, how to have manners. Even though it sounds funny, you should learn that from your parents. But a lot of times, kids were only children. You know, they only had one, or they had, you know, 12 to 15 kids in their family. And so the schools kind of really helped educate kids. And I think that reading, writing, arithmetic is important, but maybe not a memory. You know, math. There's different types of styles of math today. So I think that's going to come back. I think we're going to see a big educational shift, Chris. I really do. And I think we'll get out. I was taught through memory, too, and thank God I had my psychic ability.
Well, that's something that I really wanted to go into more, because we've gone back and forth here at the Paracast. We've been on broadcasting for 10 years, and we've only had one psychic on the show besides you. And what I wanted to do was, there's a psychic here in Sedona, Narup Barnum, who is very, very gifted.
With Cynthia, Gene, and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room.
Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Hi, this is Ted Phillips, listening to the Paracast, and it's as good as it gets, believe me.
Okay, so Chris was going to start talking about experiences with a psychic in your area.
Well, here in Sedona, yeah. I did her training seminar video, and I got to see her, you know, I saw her entire training regime that she does for students, and she's very gifted and very attractive too. And it was kind of tough to sit there, have her sitting next to me, and for hours on end, doing videos and stuff, and kind of being a little self conscious. And she told me right at the very beginning, she said, "Oh, look, don't worry, I can turn it on or off." And I said, okay, good. That makes me feel a little better. But she's offered to go on the show and have people call in, during the taping session and go ahead and do cold readings on them. And she's looking forward to the challenge. We got to do that, Gene.
Well, we actually had a psychic on the first year or two of the show.
Yeah, I mentioned that.
Right. And they did a reading of me and my former co-host. And she, I don't know, sort of got a general picture of our business association that was probably pretty close to the mark, that we were not so much friends as business associates. But otherwise, there wasn't a lot of specificity there. And that's always been the problem I've had with so-called psychic readings, is that it sounds like a cold reading. Someone's trying really hard to guess what I'm about or a particular guest is about, but not really coming up with anything specific that couldn't be triggered just by focusing on what I said.
Yeah, Nirup is quite specific.
Well, a lot of times psychics, I had my own radio show with WMS in Cleveland many moons ago, and I was on for 10 years as one of the psychics, and people would call in and ask questions. I can answer that one question for you. I've had good experiences and bad experiences, and you're only given what the person can handle in the psychic field, because you have a shield within your own being that will only let people read you to a degree. And, you know, there's psychics that are mind readers. Like, you know, a lot of us understand the mind very clearly and how that works. And I think with her, probably she had so much fear piled up on top of your fear that she probably didn't read you completely. But if you were in a friendlier situation with her, she probably would have opened up more with you. As you open up, they open up. I had an experience where a girl had, I did a reading for her, and I told her she was going to meet this guy, and I said his name. You know, I'm going to say John Doe right now. She's from your area, and I don't want to bring it up. And I told her she was going to meet this guy on a cruise, and I kept seeing raspberries all around her, and I didn't know what that meant. But she's going to meet this guy, and he is going to change her life dramatically. And I just dropped it because we were on the air, and I didn't want to go into it. 4 months later, she called me. She says, oh, my God. She said, I wish I would have called you for a reading. And I says, well, who is this and what? What are you talking about? And she says, well, I met the guy that you talked about on the cruise with the raspberries. I said, oh, yeah, what was the raspberries? She goes, that was wallpaper on the cruise. And I said, oh. And I said, well, what was the experience? And she said, he gave me AIDS.
Oh, so, boy. Let me ask you a question here about doing a psychic reading, though. Do you have to physically be present with the individual before you can do this, or do you just talk to them on the phone?
No. No, most people who are really into psychics or have a little bit of belief are pretty easy to read because they're relaxed and okay. In her case, I didn't get to finish the reading because if she would have, they would have been on the air a little bit longer, and I wouldn't have been in such an egotistical to read off somebody's name and say all that. We learn eventually not to give people names. We also learn not to give people times because you have free will and free choice. And who are we to tell you what to do? And when a psychic tells you you should do something, you should question that psychic. You should say, you know, is this coming from a will or a danger point or where this is? And so being reading online is very dangerous. I always ask the psychics, you know, if you're done with, you know, would you please call these people back and do an intense reading with them afterwards, free of charge on our we'll pay for it for you. And they say, oh, yes, because here I had a cliffhanger. And I didn't get to finish the story. But, yes, I think, and there are, I don't think anybody's a fraud in the psychic field. I just think everybody has different developments in the psychic field.
You don't think that there are people out there who are doing this to get their $70 a minute from their 1-900 lines?
Oh, yes, I do. Oh, yes, I do. And usually those are the ones that will say to you, I need that ring. That ring is cursed. Give me that ring and I'll take it. Or if they'll say, if you want a session with me. Now, there's difference between counselors that are helping you and people who are psychic. There's psychic counselors, there's counselors. But a psychic that's just giving you a reading for a general, the fee should not be high because it's just giving and taking. I used to say when I go on the air, give me a penny. Then we're compensated. It's just a compensation, or somebody gives me a gift, or somebody, you know, says, well, you know, let me give you some gas money. You know, that's really a good psychic. Somebody who has, like, you know, we have standard fees. You're paying for my time, you know, because I'm so friggin' busy and I have to take care of things. So I have people, but my readings are really cheap. You know, they're not expensive. I know when I come to California, people keep saying, you have to raise your price. I said, no, my price is standard and that pays for what I have to do, and it goes to the Buffalo, so I don't really care.
All right, let me just ask you then, if I wanted to get a psychic reading from you, you have a fixed price for this?
I charge $35 an hour, and that's what I charge for my time for anything. If people want me to fix their fences, people want me to go out here and tell stories or whatever, or I'm on different things, that's my fee. And that's how it makes me feel good about me. And if they can't afford it, we will find another way of doing something, whether it's a gift or if they'll say, well, you know, I'll do this for you. And, you know, I'm a barterer, so I'm not fixed on that income because my readings don't come from my livelihood. My livelihood isn't readings. So I think it's a little different. Some people make readings their livelihood. which is really dangerous. I think you should have more than one trade in life. I don't think that's my opinion. You know, I'm also a minister. I'm an animal trainer. I have multitudes of talents. And, you know, and so, but I just keep that as a standard fee for my own purpose, for my own being.
This is something that hasn't been planned, but I'm going to do this only because we did it once on the Paracast probably 9 years ago or 10 years ago. And that is in the next segment, the final segment of the show, I'll offer, if you want to try something for a few minutes and see what you can come up with, other than I'm a hopeless case, which most people have pretty well assumed by now, I'll offer you something.
Oh, I think you're brilliant. Okay.
Well, thank you. I'll offer you something in exchange, advice, something, or maybe give you a free membership from
the
Paracast Plus.
Which you're doing the radio show.
Pardon?
You're doing the radio show, so you're giving me something.
Well, I'm also going to give you free access to our premium channel where we have extra shows and content, the Paracast Plus.
Yeah.
It has a value, and we do offer your monthly subscriptions at plus.theparacast.com. So in our next segment, how about we do this? That's what I'll trade. You just sign up with our forums, and I'll give you the access so you can hear our other shows that aren't available for those who listen to the free show. And maybe you can get some ideas from it, or maybe not. And maybe this will go nowhere. But since the issue has come forth, and since I tend to be more of the skeptical member of this duo, I'm going to try to just be open to anything you come up with, and we'll do it in our next segment. How's that?
Okay, I'm going to need your birthday, because that gives me permission to look at you.
Very good.
It's not because I'm a...
Okay, my birth date is September 9th, and I'll keep the year private, but I'll tell you what it is between the breaks. We have Cynthia Heart Button with Gene and Chris, and now we're going to try to do something we didn't expect to do. Let's see what happens. You're in the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items. And entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast Jumbo Tote Bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
This is Micah Hanks of the Gray Alien Report, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Okay, Cynthia knows my birth date and the year, and she did say in a very complimentary way that I sound younger than the 500 years I really am.
You just have that broadcasting voice.
Thank you very much. I'm getting over a cold, so I hope it's a little bit better next week. Would you now, knowing this information, and we really only have like 8 or 9 minutes to go on here and probably not enough time, can you give me some surface feelings about what you get from this?
Okay. What I feel about you is you're a very high genius. You're very logical. You're very common sense. Everything has to be proven to you in the consciousness. Then you can create your thought forms and you bring them down. The thing about you is you had a mother, there's something going on with it, the feminine energy with you, that you've been disappointed or a little abruptly taken care of without going into all the public stuff there for you. But there's something in the feminine that you're in a lot of pain with, and we have to clear that for you. Everything starts with mother, father, but in your case, if you need to go back into a little bit more ancestors and knowing more about who you want to be and who you are. You have multi-talents. There's not only in broadcasting, but you're good at collaborating with teaching and education groups and helping people. But there's so much fear in expressing, or there's a glitch in you that you could be doing 10 times more than what you want to do, but you hold yourself back. That's going to shift in the next 2 years for you, whether you want to or not. It's just going to shift. I feel about you that there's a longing from somebody that you haven't seen that is coming back into your life. It's a male that you haven't seen in a while, and they're a very important person. And it could be family or just like a brother to you that's coming back from, they were in a university, they were traveling, and that you're going to be seeing them again. A relocation is coming, not this year, in about a year and a half. A new location for you in a resident area is going to happen. And that's scary, but it's also good. But when that shift happens is when your life shift is going to happen. Do you have a specific question that you want to ask so that I can be more in tune to your everyday thing?
Well, when you say another residence, maybe an old age home?
No, I don't think an old age home. I think it seems like there's a group of people I don't want to say elders, because I don't look at you as an elder. I look at you as a person still able and wanting to do more. But it seems like it's like a group of people that are from your past that are coming to visit or be with you. It could be a training thing, or it could be just people visiting and wanting to be with you. There's some kind of set organization that's going to be connecting with you. At first, you're like hesitant, but then you trust the people. And that's another thing. You have to trust people before you'll do something. And it's very hard for you to step out. But you will, because you feel good about this. And the next thing I see, you're just kind of letting yourself be. And you're just letting yourself do things that you normally wouldn't do.
Well, the only thing about someone coming in my life, and this is something I haven't mentioned, Chris might know it, but it's more immediate. Our son lives in Spain, in Madrid, and he'll be coming home tomorrow for a couple of weeks. But that's an annual thing. It's not something that's unusual.
But I think that that is the one that's coming, or the one, the person that you haven't seen in a while is probably the son. But he's bringing you something major that is going to be such an interest that you want to explore. He is like the saving grace. He's coming for you, not only just to see you, but to gift you something, the high treasure, that's really going to change your life.
Well, I hope it's a very nice present for our wedding anniversary, which comes up in a couple of days. Now, understand, when we talk about presents and things, I don't think that Cynthia knows this. The show will be broadcast on the 25th of December on Christmas Day, although it's certainly heard online forever. But this is technically our Christmas show.
Fantastic.
Don't know how that realizes anything. Okay, well, let me just ask you some routine questions here. All right. I have gone through some money trials in recent years. What do you see with regard to that?
The money trials is again, you're going to be more open and more giving to receive. Not so much about you giving money out. It's about now money is coming back to you. There is some projects that are coming in that's going to just open the floodgates for you. And that's about 3 months away. Your financial is probably going to be really great this coming year, 2017, but your big money year will probably be about 2019. It's just all these new concepts and new stuff, and I feel like it's around your work in communications, but maybe not necessarily all in radio. There might be some other types of network, social media network, that you're going to be working with and other people in development and also in education within what you're doing. And the fun. You're actually going to have some fun.
I could use a little fun. That sounds like a lot. Anything related to my family at all that might be notable?
Might be notable. Well, I see health conditions around family. You know, if I was talking to you more private, I could say things, but there's certain things I don't like to say on the air, you know, so that kind of thing. And I can say that off because I don't know topics. But there's something there. Let me see. Son, when is your son's birthday and your wife?
My wife is December 23rd, which is our anniversary, so she gets a double shot at presents. My son is February 19.
Oh, okay. Your son is a real major person. He has some good news coming for you, and I feel like there's another child coming in, not necessarily through him, but there is another child coming into the family realm. And I also feel like I don't feel like anybody's leaving the planet right now or anything like that, but I just see the family, something with a health issue that's going to be addressed and changed dramatically and brought into good, not bad.
Gee, you dog, Barbara's pregnant? You're a dog.
Who?
But you're bad.
Who's pregnant?
Well, Barbara certainly wouldn't be. She's a little too old and has had certain medical procedures that make that rather difficult.
I'm not talking about your wife. No. I'm talking about in your family realm. It could be through a son or a grandchild. In around your family, there's a new being coming. Not your wife. There's some health issues with her that has to be remedied with her. And I feel like that's going to be positive, not negative.
You know what? Let's just leave it there and let's see what happens. And hopefully I'll have a chance to talk to Cynthia more privately and see where this develops, because I can explain a few possibilities there. In the meantime, I think a lot of our listeners are now more curious than ever about what you do. If they want to learn more about your ongoing work, where can they check out?
Well, they can go to CynthiaHart.com for me. And if they want the buffaloes, it's WhiteBisonAssociation.com. That's how you can get a hold of me. My phone number and everything's on there. So CynthiaHart.com or WhiteBisonAssociation.com.
We'll have links to the site so people can just find it. Yeah. With a single click. Under your name, we'll put CynthiaHart.com to make it real simple. You can find us on Twitter if you look for the Paracast, and you learn that I'm not the kind of person who sends tweets out at 3 o'clock in the morning. It's mostly official stuff about the show. We have two official Paracast Facebook groups. Let's see, one's a group, one's a community. And I'll be darned if I can figure out what the difference is. I know those of you who are into Facebook would be more interested, and we have no fake news. We also have that second radio show called After the Paracast. It's available only if you subscribe to the Paracast Plus at plus.theparacast.com. That's plus.theparacast.com. And what you get is the commercial-free version of this show, free of the network ads, better quality audio. You get the After the Paracast podcast, which can be many things, extended interviews, or just the unexpected. We also are offering content now from our friend Paul Kimball, The Other Side of Truth, both audio and video. And this is only the beginning. The prices for a subscription are cheap. They start at $4.99 per month, and you can subscribe for a lifetime, 5 years, a year. It's your choice. To learn more, plus.theparacast.com for the Paracast Plus. Okay, Cynthia Hart Button, thank you so much for joining us on the Paracast.
Thank you. Blessings to all of you. Happy holidays.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.